Hello, Audaciously Wild Women. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so glad that you are here because we are diving into a topic that I get asked so much, and that is, how do I balance it all? How do I scale without losing myself? This means, how do I scale without losing in my peace? How can I scale while still nurturing my relationships and staying true to my identity in God? And if we're all honest, is that we all want to win, but sometimes is that when we have this desire to have freedom, whether that is financial freedom or to meet the mission that God has called us on, sometimes that this desire to do this oftentimes leads to burnout, overwhelm, or us just having very fractured like relationships, whether these are platonic or romantic. And so today I want to walk you through, what does it mean to manage success in a way that still honors your full life? Now, there is a particular training that we have inside of the network where it's all about rhythms and how to build a business that is truly grounded upon the rhythms that you need, not just the numbers, but the rhythms that you need in order for you to scale your business with clarity, with grace, and also with balance. So the first point that I want to lead into is the myth of doing it all. So many women feel as if they have to live up to the idea that in order to be successful, that it must be done perfectly. But I want to introduce a new concept, is that I don't believe that God is calling for us to do things perfectly as much as God is calling for us to do things with balance. So it is not about being a superwoman, juggling it all, like having this, you know, baby on a hip and then your phone and a laptop, like that. I feel like that is what people think of when they think of this woman doing it all. I believe that this particular season, it is not about perfection as much as it is about balance. And as I mentioned, is that you have to set intentional rhythms in your business that works for your life, that works for the season that you're in, and that works also for your family life cycle. I believe that so many of us, the reason why we feel as if we can't get ahead or that our business is not growing is because we don't have the rhythm. We don't have the rhythm, and these rhythms are not intentional per season within our life. And you have to define, what does balance look like for you in your life? Everyone's balance, everyone's business growth, it's not going to look the same, which we all know that, but I have to feel like I have to repeat it. Your business growth in your business is not going to look like someone else. And so that is okay. Give yourself permission to be okay with running your own race and your business looking completely different than others. And also giving yourself permission to break the rules that you had last year. If you were in a state where your business worked for you last year, but it doesn't work for you this year, or even 6 months, is that you have to be okay with things not necessarily working your entire duration of being an entrepreneur. You have to be okay with your business looking totally different today than what it looked yesterday or 6 months ago or last year. Balance is about understanding that there are going to be shifts within a season, just as there are four seasons within a year. Your business is going to look different per season. So what others are going to go super hard at, it may be a season of rest for you. You have to understand that, hey, this season of my life looks a little bit different. So therefore, I need to operate my business a little bit different. I need to communicate this to my team, and I don't need to feel guilty if my business looks a little bit different than what it looked last year. So the goal is that we are not chasing something that is so impossible, such as perfection. Instead, what we are doing is creating and designing a version of success that means that makes sense for ourselves, that makes sense for our business, right? That makes sense for your business. There's a lot of things that I don't do that other people do, and they swear on it. There's a lot of things that I do that other people are like, I would never do that. I think one of the things is that I had a conversation with one of my clients, I want to say probably about like 2 or 3 years ago, and we were talking about organization. And she has said, Andre, you are too organized for me. I need to have a little bit of flow in there, you know, just to keep a little bit of spontaneity. And I said, I love that for you. But where I'm at is that I need to have just a little bit more structure. And I recognize that just because we are in the same space doesn't mean that it's going to look the same. So I could be guilty by the way that I organize. I could lean into that space and have this sense of guilt. But instead, I'm realizing that I'm not chasing the type of business model that she has. I'm not chasing the type of business model that I see other people have. I'm chasing the version, or I'm being present in the version of the business that God wants for me to have. And so that looks like, how can I be balance, how can I be grounded, and how can I have more rhythms in my business, understanding my priorities. I feel like that may be something that I may go like super hardcore on, is like, what are your priorities for the week? What are your priorities for the day? What are your non-negotiables that you need to do every single day in order for you to have a business? A lot of people, they struggle with that. And so since we struggle with what it truly means, it's hard for us to manage and define success, because we don't even know exactly what we need to do in order for us to grow. So the second point is that I want for you to recognize the signs of overwhelm when you are in your season of growth, because a lot of us that we get to that point, my pastor used to always say, if you ever get to that line, then you already crossed it. You're already too far in. So you have to understand that a business that is thriving means that a person really understands their capacity, and they're not trying to drown in the responsibilities and the weight of everything. Growth shouldn't drain you, but yet it should energize you. So I want for you to look for these telltale signs within your business and just allow for you to understand, like, okay, I'm not managing something within my life. And that could look like exhaustion, being very irritable, your relationships are strained, your personal, like you're having insomnia, you're having headaches, and that even though your business may be financially growing, you don't want to have your other priorities in your life to decline on that. This may be a time for you to hit pause and to reassess. Now, again, I'm going to keep mentioning that resource that we have inside the network, because it is Chef's Kiss. We have a particular space in there where it's all about us just learning rhythms as a woman in business, learning how to step into our full design and our full authority, and not have this where we're in this state of overwhelm. So I want for you to catch these signs of overwhelm really early, because as you're building balance, you have to next identify, where am I out of alignment at? Why do I feel exhausted? Why do I feel as if, you know, I'm at this point of where I'm burning out and it takes me 3 to 4 months to recover? I have to have these moments where I am checking in with myself, checking in with my body, and I'm understanding that sustainable growth and sustainable success requires me to always be in the space of course correction. That, again, when I'm in the space of building intentional habits and intentional rhythms within my business, is that I have to be honest with myself. Sometimes we're not being honest with ourselves around where we are at, and so we feel oftentimes really overwhelmed in our business. I'm raising my hand, but we're not being honest with ourselves. And so once you are honest with yourself, then you can ask yourself those hard questions about, you know, spiritual alignment, and if you are in a position of where you are leading your business and your business is not leading you. One thing that I see missing in many conversations about business success and scaling your business is spiritual alignment. And is that, you know, faith isn't a side note. Like, faith, it's not like, you know, I have a business that's operating from faith. You know, it's like, it's oftentimes the bedrock of your success. When your soul is in alignment, then you can operate from a space of faith, right? I see a lot of people that they're like, I have the faith, but then it's like, well, are you in alignment for that faith to really come into fulfillment? Right? Because if you are in a space of where when you're building balance, it means oftentimes sometimes that you may have to step back a little bit. But it's like, hey, I am operating in spiritual alignment and I'm operating in faith. And I know that if I honor this season of rest, if I honor my schedule, if I honor these relationships, that God will meet me and I will have more peace, I will have more purpose, and I will have more clarity. Right? And so one cannot have alignment in faith if they're not in like true, like these things, they don't work like separately. Like, you have to be in alignment, and once you're in alignment, then you operate from a space of faith. And I may have to break that down a different episode, but I realized is that building up spiritual rhythms were also just as important for me to build up these natural rhythms. And so the more that I am in alignment spiritually with daily prayer and me really understanding how to prioritize rest, which was something that I struggled with for so long, is how to really step in rest as a leader, understanding that me recharging wasn't this space of where I was failing God, you know, because I used to have this thought process is that I was failing God if I wasn't always on. And that could be you too. And it could have been a reason for me why faith was so hard for me to operate in, because I wasn't in alignment spiritually. So I had the faith, but I wasn't in alignment. And so when I allowed myself to build up these more spiritual alignment, faith oftentimes became a lot easier for me to ground myself in. I had the faith that even if I built up more systems and I had more rest and I had the structure, that God would meet me in that moment. God will look at this and to see that as a leader, even God had to go away, right? Even God had to go away to recharge and refresh. And so when we look at our business as a reflection of our calling, even those hard days, sometimes we need to be reminded of that this is as much as a business, it's also me operating in my calling too. And so I need to allow myself to rest. And if I want to manage success, I have to rest and I have to be in spiritual alignment. Because yes, I can have faith, but if I'm not in alignment to what God is calling for me to have, I just have faith. And it's like, yes, out of God's sovereignty, God will allow for certain things to come your way. But it's oftentimes that you have to be in alignment in order for you to truly operate and to truly see faith being manifested in your life, where those things that you have faith for can start to come alive. And so when I stepped into this space of where I said, hey, I want to have faith, but I also want to be in alignment. These two things can't work separately in my life anymore. I have to understand that these things are so important to me if I want to be the woman that God has called for me to be. And so my fourth point is about setting boundaries and saying no when you're in this space. Oh my goodness. I could go on and on about this topic of saying no as a Christian. I don't want to call us like impasse, because I believe that I read something online about calling people impasse. But I feel like for me, boundary setting was hard. Saying no was hard. Me feeling as if I had to say yes to every opportunity, or I would be like, God would like punish me or something. I have this very skewered perception about God back in the day. But boundaries are so important for you if you want to manage success. And it's boundaries is almost like a tool for you, right? Saying no isn't a sign of weakness. Like saying no to things, it's not a sign that you are not a servant. It's not a sign that you don't love God. It's really a sign of strength, because you're really understanding your capacity. Most of us do not understand our capacity in business and also in life. And so when you start to protect your time and your energy, you are really understanding how to really manage the success, manage all of these other roles that you have without one being like way to the side and the other. Without clear limits, you risk overcommitting and losing focus on what truly matters. I believe that many women hesitate to say no within their business because they want to please everyone. And when I say women, I mean myself. I wanted to please everyone. I didn't want anyone mad at me. As I said earlier, that I was an empath, is that I felt that if I said no to people, that people wouldn't want to work with me. People wouldn't want to partner with me. I would lose out on opportunities because I said no. But Again, as the Lord healed me from this, is that I had to understand that I'm not doing anyone any good if I am burnt out in everything that I am doing. I'm burnt out, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overly committed, I'm stretched beyond my capacity. So how can I truly operate in the realm and the anointing of God if I am overwhelmed, if I am stressed out? Now, I'm not saying for you to just go and say no to things while you're in this season of managing success and all these other roles, because you can do this with grace. You know, like I believe that my style is very firm but gentle, is that I can say no, but I can also explain to you why. Or if you don't want to explain why, you don't have to. But I feel that for me is that I want to explain why. You know, that's my way of doing it. Like, I have a lot of commitments. There's a lot of different things on my plate for this particular quarter. I would love to circle back to this next quarter when things are a little bit lighter for me. You know, just I would communicate it. But when what I had to learn is that as God is evolving or elevating your brand, is that you have to learn how your capacity limits. Saying no doesn't remove God's blessing. It creates more opportunity for the vision to go forward. And so, practical habits for scaling your business. I want for you guys to grab your pens and your paper. We're going to go into a little bit of a podcast workshop style. The first tip that I want to give you is to batch your work. This is going to help you when it comes to you really creating sustainable scaling habits for you to manage success and for you to still be present in your life. That I want for you to start to group similar tasks together that will save you time, because that's really ultimately what we're trying to do, is to create more time and for you to not have mental fatigue and you to feel very exhausted. So I want for you to start batching your work. Instead of just focusing on one thing, is that you can start to do more of like a sprint where they are either like 60 minutes or 90 minute sprints. And it's where you are focusing on perhaps like 2 to 3 tasks a day. The second tip is that I want for you to really start to budget so that way you can delegate and start outsourcing. You do not have to do everything yourself. And this is from a person that feels like I'm the only one that can do it. And God blessed them, but he didn't bless them like me. And so God had to deliver me from that, because there's been many sleepless nights that I've had. And I just really felt that no one could do anything the way that I did it. And so I want for you to really understand how to outsource and utilize help. You do not have to do everything by yourself. You can bring on a virtual assistant. You can start to really focus upon the leadership vision when you are focused upon things that God has called for you to focus on as a leader. I used to be focused on so many tasks that I felt as if my expertise and my focus was split between, you know, doing admin work and then doing leadership things. And so it was a lot harder for me to really step and to grow. And so it wasn't until I start outsourcing very specific help, and you can do this within contractors, like you don't have to go deep into this. There's a training inside of the mastermind where I talk about, you know, hiring and who to hire and the seasons of when you should hire. But to bring this into a bullet point is that you can think about the season that you're in, and you could do this for about 3 to 6 months if you don't need anything long term. And so really think about the vision that you have, think about the projects and how much commitment each of those projects need for you, and how it will pull you away from the other titles and the other responsibilities that you have in your life. I believe that when we say yes to commitments, we're not taking into consideration all of the other things. And so when we're building rhythms and we're building things from a very intentional perspective, and we're setting our boundaries, we can know exactly how we need to outsource in this particular season. The last thing is that I want for you to really operate and really understand how to honor rest days. Is that rest days are not something that is optional for you in this particular season. Is that, again, when we are trying to scale and we're managing things, the reason why we feel very overwhelmed is because we have not allowed for ourselves to rest. And so these rest days are going to allow for your mental mindset to be turned off. Like, you have to turn yourself off. If every day you're on, you're not going to be able to be creative, really have a sense of renewed energy, and you're going to start to resent your clients, and you're going to start to resent your calling and everything. So you have to turn yourself off. And I have these things set up in my business where I do monthly fun days. I do things like pretty often in my personal life, but I have these days of where, because sometimes in our fun days is that there's no social media content creation. When I'm doing some outings is that I'll try to do some B-roll, or I'll try to grab some footage from, like, you know, a photo dump. But within this particular stage, when I'm doing my CEO days, I am really trying to protect and to renew my energy. So I'm turning myself off. And so when you turn yourself off and you enter into a space of rest, is that it is going to give you clarity, creativity, and it's going to give you a sense of renewal energy. So prioritize those rest days that you have. So I want for you to take everything that I mentioned about you honoring success. And again, we go deeper inside of the Audaciously Wild Network, where we're honoring our capacity and honoring and building rhythms and intentional cycles within our business. But I wanted to leave you with those 3 points, because if you can master those 3 points and go really deep. Now, I gave you just a very overview of it, but I want for you to go deep. And as the Holy Spirit starts to speak to you and give you new ways and new processes and concepts on how you can go deep with those 3 things, then you'll be able to say, okay, I know how to manage all the different roles and the responsibilities that God has given me. Because that's ultimately the thing, is that if you do not have rhythm within your business, you will not be able to manage all of the different roles and their responsibilities. So therefore, the blessings of the Lord is now going to start to be more burdensome on your life versus a blessing. So until you build up those rhythms and know how to manage success, your purpose, your peace, your health, those relationships, you will always feel as if you're operating from this space of overwhelm or perhaps stagnation. So when you join the side of the Audaciously Wild Network, you're going to find that we have a particular space within the network, as I mentioned, on how to build rhythms. But also, depending upon where you join a side, whether this is through the Wild Woman Society or through the Audaciously Wild Mastermind, is that there is a space in there that's going to fit your particular needs. And so we want to think of this not just helping you to sell and to market and to create content, but how can you grow as a woman so that way you can grow in your business? This is not just a one-sided process. We want for you to be able to be confident that you can lead in multiple areas and that you have the rest and the strength and the confidence and the creativity to do what God has called for you to do. I want for you to go ahead and check the show notes below to go and learn more about the Audaciously Wild Network, and also while you're there to join inside of the Audaciously Wild Conference. Now, we're going to go deeper on a lot of these topics either within the network or the conference. And so I am so excited for how God is using you. I have so much fun, you guys, just having this conversation with you. It just gets me so excited for what God is doing and how God is calling for me to lead. So if this episode really helped you, go ahead and to leave us a review and to let us know if you like the new direction of the content that we're going to start to create for you guys. And so I had so much fun spending time with you guys, and I will talk to you guys in the next episode.